Charlie would come by on the ice truck.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take it, and sometimes we had a box, and then we'd take these burlap bags of corn sacks that I was talking about, cover these blocks of ice up to mm-hmm. preserve it, keep it from melt. And then another thing we did, we'd dig a hole in this smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Dig a hole and build a box and put that ice in that and cover it, then go out and chip it off and wash it off when we're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as milk, we didn't have any butter. And the only butter we had that we'd buy it at the store. And we'd use it to where it sufficed that we didn't have any problem with it. And this is just like milk. Now the cows we had what we call the Piney Woods cows.
Piney Woods cows?
Yeah. It's not a like a Holstein or a Guernsey. Now this is your milk type cow. See, we mm-hmm. didn't have this purebred stuff. And we had what we call the Piney Woods. That was cows that would graze out in the Piney Woods, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Just run at large out there. I mean, really made their, got all their food out in the woods. We didn't
mm-hmm.
feed these cattle in the winter. They had to survive in the woods on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they'd get a little bit when they'd come up and milk them. We'd have one that would have a calf, you see, then we'd feed her a little bit to milk them. But we wouldn't get much milk, and we didn't have to worry too much about preserving the milk, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't produce gallons of milk, just very little bit of milk, and we was able to use it without.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, well, we'd get just very little, just enough for a meal or two.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep potatoes and turnips in the winter?
In the garden. Now, I don't know, when you're talking about turnips, we would go get them right out of the garden and use them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, potatoes, see, we'd dig them and spread them in a dry place. It would either be, we could put them on paper, a flat area in the smokehouse,
mm-hmm.
where it would be dry. A lot of times, we keep them under the house.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a dairy as being anything besides this commercial farm?
No, I don't think so, because I had no association with a dairy when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There was none in there, and I knew very little bit about a dairy.
Mm-hmm. What about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
A lot.
Okay. And tell me about raising cotton. When you get out there and you thin the cotton out, you call that?
Chopping cotton.
And what do you call the kind of grass that grows up in the cotton field?
Well, we had weeds, and we'd call it. And then we had a number of different kind of weeds. I don't know what you're talking about. We had what we call a coffee weed, and we had what we call crab grass and Bermuda grass and stuff this way. But the weeds that grew up in it, I don't know about that. We had, like I said, different types of weeds
mm-hmm.
and grasses that we had to control. Now, we didn't farm the big way on this cotton either. Very small patch. This is what I was talking about a while ago when we said that a small area was a patch. If now, where like corn, we had a number of acres of corn planted, but if you wanted to get out here and plant just 2 or 3 acres cotton, or even just a smaller plot of peas, you know, field
mm-hmm.
peas that we eat, this was a patch.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another place that we called a garden. This was not a patch, it was a garden. But if you had just one thing planted here in a small area, well, that was a patch of peas.
Mm-hmm. A garden, you have several things planted.
That's right.
What different types of fences did people used to have?
Fences?
Uh-huh.
That rail?
Were there different kinds of rail fences?
No. As far as I knew, it was just what we call a split rail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a split rail fence. And then we have what we call a picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
What did that look like?